The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
LinkedIn News.
Hey, it's Jesse coming to you with another bonus episode, and I still have that cold. Hopefully, it will be better by next week. You know, earlier this week, Susie Welch joined the show to talk about the tension between getting ahead in our careers and prioritizing location and flexibility. In short, 2024 is shaping up to be the year that we all come to terms with the fact that you can't have both. You should totally listen to that episode. But Susie is also the widow of Jack Welch. Jack was the CEO of GE, a titan of industry. The way he managed shaped our understanding of leadership in the 20th century, and it created incredible value for GE's shareholders during his 20-year tenure as CEO. Susie and Jack married in 2004. They went on to write books together, to share their collective business expertise. They had this vibrant co-career in life together. That's not what we're going to talk about today, actually. Jack Welch, the CEO. After all, just about everyone on Earth, regardless of what they do for work or how they do it, is more than their job, right? They mean a lot to the people who love them. You know, Susie came into the studio to spend time with me, and we got to talking about Jack. This month marks the 4th anniversary of his passing. These memories are still raw for her. It's grief. But these memories are also special, and that's why I wanted to share them with you. Here's Susie.
My husband was a real adventure seeker. He just had to have something very exciting in every single day, or he would go make something exciting. Not for the faint of hearts.
Jack died on March 1st, 2020. And as I'm sure we all remember, the pandemic upended the world at roughly the same time.
You know, it was a dreadful period for the whole world. I mean, the pandemic put everybody on their own journey. And, you know, there were people who lost loved ones to COVID. So there were many people who were grappling with loss. I think part of my journey was that my husband and I were worked together also. And so my work identity was completely wrapped up with him as well. And then I had to ask a question that a lot of people find themselves asking at all different ages, which is like, you know, well, who am I by myself? Yeah. I had not actually asked that question for 25 years.
And I also just want to say, you can't pair one person's grief against another, but it is a gift to anyone when you talk about your own grief. And I'd love to end our conversation by hearing just a great story about Jack, something that you remember and hold in your heart.
Okay. Well, we could be here a really, really long time.
Only got another hour and a half.
I know, really. Let me think of a good one for a second. A lot of my really happy memories around Jack are around our children. Mm-hmm. So people often think that he was probably like the really tough one and that I was the squishy grape because of his persona. Okay. But in fact, I was the law and he was the squishy grape. And so there were incredible times, you know, raising these kids together where I would drop the boom and he would come around to fix things up. So that's what many of my memories are around that. I wish more people kind of knew that about him. But let me tell you a little bit about Jack and my own book. So, because it was an incredibly profound moment in my life. Jack and I wrote Winning Together. It was a very successful book. We traveled the world. It was a bestseller for many years. And it was exhausting. Writing a book with someone else is really hard because actually for Winning, we wrote it together. And so therefore I had to actually invent a voice for the book that was Jack and me combined. Okay.
It's really meta when it's your spouse.
I mean, he was a street fighting kid from Salem and I came from hippie parents in Oregon. And it's like, well, how do you invent that voice? I did it. We wrote the book together. I would write it. He would look at the chapter and then I would be staring at his face and he would either say like, we have a lot of work to do or like, we're halfway there, whatever. It was great. grueling. We did it. It was worth it. The book helped a lot of people, and it's still a great book. But then after I was working and writing for O, Jack started to get very insistent that I write my own book. And he said, people need to know what you know. They need to know who you are. You have this great idea about 10, 10, 10. And I was like, I don't have the bandwidth, Jack. We've got four teenagers. And he said, I know you can do this, and I want you to stretch to do it. And it was a little like what it must have felt to be one of his employees at GE, who he stretched to be in all sorts of ways. And he kept on encouraging me to do it. And I, lo and behold, I went ahead. I did the book proposal. And he was my biggest cheerleader. Like, when I got the book deal, he would, like, literally go around telling people, like, Susie got a book deal without me, and she's the greatest. And it was incredibly wonderful. And I went ahead and I started writing the book. And sort of right towards the end of it, it just got incredibly hard for me to be writing the book because he was not an easy husband, in that he had high needs that I would be at present at all times, preparing three meals a day and also go out at night. And yet I was also supposed to be writing the book and raising four children. And right around that time, our son ended up to be quite a good athlete, and he was competing all around the country. And we made a commitment to travel around the country and watch him compete, because it meant a lot to him. And he asked us, would you please watch me? He was a wrestler, wrestle everywhere we go, and I might be the national champion. Would you come and watch? And I was like, we were like, yes, we'll do that. And I'm like, okay, also playing golf tournaments and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So kind of three quarters of the way through it, it got to be too much. And I had a little bit of a breakdown. And I just remember being alone in a bedroom in the house and just sobbing and saying, I can't do it. I have met my match. I can't be all the things that everyone needs me to do. I can't be the mom. I can't be anything that I'm failing at everything. I don't sleep. I was emaciated. It was just a mess. And so I made the decision to not write the book anymore. And I told the kids, and they were overjoyed. And I thought, how great. I can't wait to tell Jack. He certainly sees. I remember him saying to me, you're skin and bones. So he certainly saw that I was taking a hit. And he was in the kitchen, and I just come back from playing golf. And I walked in and I said, honey, I've made an important decision. I know you're going to be so happy and relieved, like the children are. I'm going to stop writing the book. And he put, I can't believe you asked me this question. I've not actually ever told this story before. He put down his glass and he looked at me and he said, you'll do nothing of the sort. And I said, well, and he said, you're going to finish, I can't swear on this show, but he said, you're going to finish that effing book. You're meant to write that book. The world needs that book. You have something to give. I'm going to take care of the kids. I'll take it from here. You don't have anything but that book to do. You don't have anything but that book to do. I'm going to cover for you, Susie, and we'll clear the decks. And he did. He did. He took care of the kids. He schlepped them around to go watch Roscoe wrestle. And I finished the book, and he did it for me. All I had to do was ask. It hadn't dawned on me to ask. And so it was that's a great memory of him. Thank you for asking me about it.
Well, here's what's really beautiful about that memory. And you probably didn't even hear yourself articulating that, but that is an actual reflection of the values that you scoped out for your children back when you took them to Hawaii and it didn't work out and you realized, I have to be this version of myself.
Right. Yes, you're right. He actually knew me so well, and he knew, like, I had to write the book. And he was like, you have to do this for you. You'll never forgive yourself. He sort of knew me better than myself at that moment. Yeah. He knew my values better than myself. And you make a brilliant point, which is that when I was saying to him, I'm not writing the book, I was doing exactly what I did in Hawaii. I was doing, like, I'm going to make everyone happy but me.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, actually, you're not going to do that. You're going to do this book. And then the book came out, and he was right. I would have really regretted it. And I teach 10, 10, 10. I mean, the book got out there, did very, very well. It's taught all around the world, and it still sells, and it's still a successful book. And it would have been a loss to me and those people who it's helped. And I needed to be reminded what my values were. And I needed help. And sometimes you kind of need to lean on people to say, you know, who am I? Yeah. And I told him a version of me that I was going to be. And he was like, you are not going to be that phony version of you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you so much. It's been lovely to have you in that
seat. Thank you. I've not had a podcast where I've cried twice, but thank you very much.
I hope that felt okay for you.
It's fine. It's fine. It's actually a happy memory. I mean, we're coming up on the fourth anniversary of his passing, and so I've been doing a lot of thinking about him, and it's good to have the happy memories.
That was Susie Welch. A reminder to sign up for our newsletter. If you haven't, you can get weekly career advice and episode highlights delivered straight to your inbox on Monday mornings. Sign up for it at linkedin.com/HelloMonday. That's linkedin.com/HelloMonday. Or just follow me, Jessie Hempel, on LinkedIn. Much gratitude to our production team for putting this together. We'll be back next Monday. Hopefully my voice will be too. Thanks for listening.